You are listening to the In Her Eyes podcast. I am your host, Lynn Niehaus, episode 61. Hello, hello, my lovely friend, and welcome to the In Her Eyes podcast. I am your host, Lynn Niehaus, interior designer, artist, mama, scientist, color specialist, and space coach, here to help you navigate the beautiful messiness of raising strong, thriving daughters while you discover the path to a home that inspires you. You will learn to design gorgeous, peaceful spaces inside and out that you can be proud of and love coming home to. Each week, we will explore how individuality and practicality create the harmony our souls crave. Let's dive in, my dear, to all of our beautiful stuff. Hello, hello, my friend, and welcome. Welcome to the In Her Eyes podcast. How are we today? Can you believe that we are almost at the end of the year? I can't. And as a business person who has to do all those tax things, as a designer who's pressed up against deadlines for clients that she's trying to honor, as a mom and a wife trying to make everything perfect for everybody else's holidays, this time of year is hard, and I don't want it to be. And one of the ways that I have found over the past couple of years to be able to stay on track and move forward and honor myself, all those things that I truly believe in, is to stay focused on the important things that you that really matter. And so many things that we try to fight against aren't actually in our control. So today's episode is going to be about how do you find that sweet spot, that perfect path forward that you dream of. And I'm going to correct that, because there's no perfect in the moment. There's always, or at least what I've found, is there's always knowing what we're looking for helps us to find things. And it's a journey. It's all a journey. And it's a beautiful journey if we let it be. And we focus on the beautiful parts of it. And we look back and see those shining moments, that shining light. So this episode is going to be about coaching. And if you listen to last week's podcast, which if you haven't, I hope you can listen to this one, but definitely go back and listen to that episode. It's with my very first business coach. And we're going to break down the difference between life coaching and business coaching and wealth coaching and, you know, all those other things that coaches call themselves, and why it's important to know which ones, because you can have more than one coach. You can have no coach and still learn from yourself, you know, do that self-discovery work. And we're going to talk about that as well, just to begin to find where and what you want most. So I'm going to guide you through five things that are the inherent truths of what coaching really is. And then I'm going to count them out, because I have several, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 journal questions to really help you make that transition from this year into next year. And really, it is an artificial time. Like it's just a date on a calendar. We're just moving from one year to the next. But as humans, we have this need for chronological tracking. And for so many of us, especially in the Western Hemisphere, January 1st is that reset button where we feel like we can take everything we learned in the past and reapply it to what we want from the year, where we evaluate what went right, what didn't go right, and can move forward next year with what's going to work best for us or what we most want. And that's how we live a life in alignment. That's how we live a life on the path that we most desire. And often that means not just making ourselves happy, which sometimes we've certainly been socially conditioned to think of as something that's very selfish. But most of us, if you're here, if you're on this podcast, you probably have a pretty strong desire to also help others. And often those two things seem to be in conflict with each other when you get granular with it, when you dial it back, what you find out is actually those two things are partners, partners holding hands, moving through life, and we forget to focus on that. So we're going to talk about that today as well. So let's begin. So first off, what is coaching? If this is a concept that is new to you, I'm surprised that it is, because you might have been here for a little bit. Coaching, when we think of it in terms of sports, you think of a coach as having several different functions, several different purposes. So not only is the coach the person who's managing the game in sports, when you listen to players talk about the coach, you know, athletes talk about the coaches that had the biggest impact on their lives. They don't recall some game, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, where their coach made the perfect call and told them exactly what to do in that moment. And those actions resulted in a victory. They might say that, you know, they had, they might recall something similar, but almost always, if you listen to what they say, it's the words that they use that inspired them to reach deeper within themselves and achieve what they were looking for, whether it was individually or together with a team. And in the business and life coaching industry, that's what a coach does. That's what a coach is hired to do, is to help you reach inside yourself, help you take a look at what's going on around you, and be able to look at it from a more objective way and step back, step out of it. They help you see things from a perspective that you might have missed because you're so embroiled in the day-to-day details. And it's so funny because I live with the like ultimate armchair quarterback. And so every sporting event is like talking about like the plays that the coach is called wrong, the things that the coach isn't pointing out specifically. And it's so funny because being, you know, so often, and if you go to my website, you see that, you know, I call myself a space coach. Well, what exactly is a space coach? I'm just helping you take what you have and turn it into what brings you the most joy and function. And then as, you know, I help people move into, you know, use their homes to take them to the next level, to help them, whether it's health, whether it's in, you know, how they're working or how they're seeing themselves in their work or being more organized or being more efficient just in their day-to-day life. What I'm doing is I'm helping them move towards those goals that they want for themselves and their families. And it's so funny is because, you know, sometimes we come up against obstacles that we really have little control over. And sometimes we put obstacles right in our path that because of our belief system. So we talked a lot about that. But really, whether it's a business coach, whether it's a life coach, whether it's a wealth coach, whether it's a space coach, whether it's somebody who's helping you evaluate where you are and get you to where you want to be, it's not necessarily one small thing, but it's gathering up all that information and moving it in the direction, you know, analyzing it, breaking it down, putting it together, looking for the alignment, and figuring out what it takes to go forward, figuring out what steps you can take right now and what steps are later steps and how to organize those to get you on the path to where you want to be. So what's the difference between coaching and therapy? That's a question that I hear a lot of people ask. Now, as a space coach, as somebody who's helping with design and color and layout and functionality of spaces, there isn't a lot of correlation between therapy. But I often, especially when I really moved into my last full-time position, and I was working with people who weren't necessarily going to hire an interior designer, or they'd hired one and had an experience that was different than what they had wanted or expected. When I was working with those people, those clients, those customers, what I found was the sweet spot, the place where I could help the most, was when I could help people understand what the other person wanted and wasn't hearing. I could help people communicate with each other in a way to really find out what they were really going for and figure out where you're just standing firm on something that wasn't necessarily going to get them to where they wanted to be. Just that innate human stubbornness that we seem to step into when we're not getting our way. And it goes both ways. It goes both sides. But in the coaching industry in particular, those things tend to overlap a little bit. What I have found and what I like to think of the difference between the two. A coach helps you analyze what patterns have presented themselves in the past, how to break out of those patterns and how to move forward. A therapist is someone who is professionally trained in the ways of our mind and in the ways that our brain works and internalizes and repeats things over and over, and oftentimes buries the things that are the hardest to deal with. So a therapist is somebody who helps you unlock things that are keeping you stuck in patterns or keeping you in a place of denial or regret or pain. And so therapy tends to be a work of unlocking, where coaching tends to be the work of integrating, of bringing things together, of elevating, of lifting things up. And depending on where you are in your life's journey, both of those things can be very important and can lead you to your goals. But oftentimes we can get, you know, sort of stuck in a therapy loop, rehashing something over and over that may have caused us, you know, pain or trauma or an internal conflict, where coaching is taking that information, figuring out what we need to do with it, and moving it forward in the direction that you want to go. Not to say the therapists don't do an amazing job helping you, you know, move forward, but they really unlock a lot of the things that we might not be seeing, hearing, or feeling, or have the tools to deal with. A coach helps you define the path forward and figure out what the steps are along the way. Now, just briefly to talk about a mentor. What's the difference between a coach and a mentor? A mentor is someone that we're usually following or watching or having them help us with very specific things. Help us. We're looking at the path that they walked and we're following that path, whether we're paying them to work with them directly, and they're offering their mentorship because they see some sort of light or spark within us that they want to help to develop, paid or unpaid, or it could be somebody that we're following from afar. Someone that we hold in high esteem, and we're mimicking the way that they have done things, or their processes, or the way that they approach things. Sometimes even it's just their way that they look at the world, the way that they look at life. So a mentor falls into that category of coaching, but oftentimes it's more of us using their path as an example, as opposed to a coach could have walked a very different path than us, but there's something that connects us to them or makes us feel like they can really be the person that can help us move forward. So what kind of people need a coach? And I wrote that down as the next thing we want to work through instead of what kind of coaches there are, because I'm pretty sure you can Google almost anything and find a specific coach for that purpose or path or problem, you know, whatever you're trying to work on. Pretty sure you can find a coach for that. But that doesn't necessarily always mean that that's the coach that you need. And why do I say that? Why is that important? If you're currently frustrated that your goals aren't matching your results, or your ideas or your vision for your future seems impossible or out of reach or always tripped up by some outside force, some force outside yourself, or there's a strong history of self-sabotage, then you are somebody who might want to look at the different modalities of coaching. And there are a lot of different modalities. So just because you fall into one of those categories doesn't mean you need to go out and hire a $35,000 a year life coach. It doesn't mean you need to enroll in a $20 a month membership. Knowing exactly what you want to move toward, and then answering some of the questions that I have in the journal prompts below, are going to help you discern where you need help or might need help or might already be really great at breaking things down and looking at it from a new place. And that might be your gift, and that might be what you need to get to the next place. So there are so many different types of coaches because each of us has our own individual strengths and talents and frustrations and obstacles. So it's pretty apparent and pretty accepted in society that athletes have coaches. Sometimes they have a number of coaches. If you look at a coaching staff, there's a strength coach, there's a conditioning coach, there's a, I'm a big basketball fan. So there's an offensive coach, there's a defensive coach, there's a coach that helps you with your shooting, there's a coach that helps you for each different thing. And one of the advantages that you have when you have all these different people helping you with all these, you know, these different little parts of, you know, for instance, your game, and we can take that analogy and apply it to almost any area of our life. There are all different little parts of us that bring it all together. So the important thing for you to do in deciding, you know, what you want to accomplish in the year forward, or maybe on a much bigger picture, or even if it's with the space that you're living in or the relationships with the people around you, you know, what are your ultimate goals? And knowing what those goals are is what helps you decide whether or not this is something that you can break down and find the help that you need individually, or you need something that's more overarching and broad. And usually that depends on the size and the impact that your goals have or you want to have. So the simple answer to what kind of people need a coach is the people whose dreams or visions for themselves or their business or their home or whatever they're working with, the people whose visions are bigger than what they can see achieving on their own. So I'm not going to go through granularly of each different kind of coach that's out there. But I do want to talk about, just especially in the next few weeks, you know, if you're on any social media platform, you're going to be getting ads from all different types of services. And I know for me, it can be really overwhelming because they speak to those parts of our, you know, the ads in general. What makes an ad successful is it speaks to those parts of ourselves that we don't feel are whole, or we don't feel like we have all that we need for. So we start seeking outside of ourselves that information, and it's kind of hard because it can get to be really, you know, as we find ourselves in some of the stress of the holidays, along with, you know, feeling this need to kind of start over on January 1st. The information that we have often feels inadequate to get to where we want to be. So the difference between, do I need a health coach? Do I need a business coach? Do I need a life coach? The answer to that only comes from you and what specifically you're looking to achieve. A really good business coach is also going to help you with your money mindset, with your thoughts about yourself and your ability to make the amount of money that you seek. Because oftentimes the reason that we're not making the amount of money that we want is because we can't see ourselves doing that. We don't feel adequate. We don't feel worthy. So even though a good business coach is going to help you with money, they're probably going to help you elevate your sense of self-worth too. If you have an amazing business idea, but you literally can't speak it into the world, a business coach isn't going to help you nearly as much as a life coach who's going to help you with confidence, who's going to help you with boundary setting, who's going to help you with speaking up for yourself, who's going to help you with understanding your worthiness. If you have, you want to take your business to the next level, but your physical health is holding you back, whether from overworking or just feeling like not knowing how to take care of yourself well, a health coach is going to bring an added layer of sense of not only just the how-tos, you know, and the accountability that a coach brings. Accountability is a huge part of coaching. It's going to help you get past some of those limiting beliefs about your physical self and what you can and can't take control of, and make changes to maybe get more hours in your day, get more productivity out of the hours that you have to apply towards something, to feel better, to not do some of those things that are a sense of self-sabotage because we feel better about ourselves. We feel better within ourselves. So again, knowing what is most important for you and not what you think the rest of the world wants you to do or thinks about you is really important to know whether this is something that you can move forward on your own or you need someone's help in doing that. Now, knowing whether or not you need someone's help is, as much as it's an important part of this, doesn't necessarily mean investing a huge sum of money to get you towards that next goal, to get you towards that next level. Knowing the people that are around you that are moving towards similar things, whether it's starting a side hustle or getting their house more organized or spending more hours working for a charitable foundation or getting more involved in local politics. All of those, like knowing what's important to you, helps you locate people that can be a free support system that keeps you on track. And the reason that I mention that is because in my 2.5 years as a solo entrepreneur, navigating the world of building a business that moves me closer towards what I want for myself, what I want to be able to do for others, what I want to be my legacy, what I want to leave for my children, what I want to be able to do with my husband, all of those things. What I have learned that women supporting other women is a beautiful and wonderful part of this world, part of our life as humans that we really have the opportunity to tap into. If you
sit and watch TV for, you know, any amount of time, you're going to see, and the same thing on social media, and it's often hard to weave that part of our, you know, the beautiful part of our human existence out of it, because we do respond to drama. We do respond to, you know, so many of us, we are empathetic creatures. We, you know, we want to help others, or we, you know, we see each other's pain, we feel each other's pain. It's really easy to get caught up in that. I always call it the fake drama that I find on TV. And I personally can't really watch anything that, you know, falls into that category of reality show, other than, you know, like singing competitions, or even then we mute some of the fake drama that they put together, or Legos, you know, something. If it's not, I actually have trouble watching I have a lot of trouble watching the HGTV shows. Sometimes I'll just put them on without the sound just to kind of see what happens at the end. But all that fake manufactured drama that they overemphasize, to me, it just isn't reality. It isn't true reality. Yeah, things go totally wrong in the design process, and HGTV doesn't really address those things, because they always want to make the designer look like they were good. They always tend to make the drama come from the homeowners, which really frustrates me. But the important thing to know is that a coach is not going to do the work for you. At the end of the day, you're doing the work yourself. And the coach is the person you're giving permission to, or the coaching group, or the community, whether it's a community you're creating yourself or a community you're joining. What you put into it is what you get out of it. And there's no magic pill. There's no magic solution on the other side of it, except doing the work. Yes, having guidance. Yes, having somebody who maybe walked the path before you and can keep you steered in the right direction. Those are important things. But again, the most important thing is knowing what you want to achieve at the end. And so that means knowing what you have to invest. That's a really important part of coaching. You find a lot, especially in the online digital marketing world out there. And I'm gonna tell you both sides of this, because I've experienced it in both, you know, I've experienced the both, and I've seen it from both sides. In instances where the monetary investment was larger than I was personally comfortable with, I knew from day one that I had to do certain things that were outside of my comfort zone in order to make that investment worthwhile. Time is absolutely a commodity, and there are ways to expand the time that you have to work on something. But when you're evaluating the risk versus the reward, it's really important to take an honest look at the time that you have to give to something. Now, that being said, oftentimes, we don't take a good look at what we are willing to give up in order to make that investment, whether it's monetary or whether it's chronological. And that's one of the reasons I created the Advent Challenge. And I have to be completely honest with you here. I have not been going on the forum, and I have not been posting the things that I've been giving up each day. I have been I have been religiously practicing it, and I've been writing it down in my journal. And by the time you hear this podcast, there's going to be an update. So if you've been doing that as well, please head over there and share with me some of your aha moments. I've had some just extraordinary ahas that have come up in my process of what I'm giving up. It's almost like each day it kind of, as I come up against some sort of challenge or obstacle, it's almost like it hits me that like a ton of bricks, that there's something that I can give up or something that I can shift in order to take that next step. It's almost like, sort of clearing things, off the stairs. You know, think about how hard it is to walk down and how dangerous it is to walk down a flight of stairs that there's stuff all over. And, you know, the slipperier and the smaller some of those things are, the more dangerous it makes it. So I'm going to be posting some of those aha moments in there's way too much to translate. And if you missed that episode, please head back over there and take a revisit of that, because I knew it was going to be an impactful exercise, but it's even more impactful than I realized. So oftentimes, if you do a Google search, you know, you'll say like, how much is too much to spend on a coach? How much is, what does a good business coaching program cost? You're going to find all kinds of answers. And those answers are irrelevant if you don't know what you're going towards. And the bigger your goals, the bigger your vision for yourself, or the more frustrating you find the more frustration you find yourself in when you're trying to work through things, or you see patterns repeating and you haven't set down and looked at the opportunity costs. You haven't set down and looked at what those things are costing you by not moving forward, by not moving along your path. You start to be able to see what you, it's so funny, I talk with my hands anyway, but I continue to move in, I keep going in a circle. It's so funny. I'm noticing myself just as I'm speaking. And those are one of those things that when you're stepping more into alignment, you're going to recognize simple little things that are occurring in your day-to-day life, in your different paths, and say, what does that exactly mean? Like, why something that seems as silly as a hand gesture is something that I might want to, you know, take some time to sit down and think about and write about. So before I give you the journal questions, I'm going to tell you just a couple of things that you can do for free that can help you either evaluate what you want to get out of these next steps. So coming up, and if you're subscribed to a number of different coaching newsletters or follow some, you know, you have a number of mentors that you look towards, or influencers, like people in your life that you see, you know that this is a big time and there's a lot of offers out there. Some of those offers are free. Now, it's become very apparent that if you sign up for someone's free offer, you're going to end up on their mailing list. You're going to end up getting their newsletter. That is just what digital marketing is. And it just shocks me. It always sort of blows my mind that, and I have been terrible about putting out my own newsletter because I've made the conscious effort that I really want to distill down exactly what I'm offering to people and exactly how I can help them, whether I'm helping them for free, which is something I really enjoy, being able to impart the knowledge that I've had over the, you know, past 54 years of my life. I've always been somebody who likes to help others. And I know that I see the world slightly differently than other people. I know that I see color in a way that people don't necessarily see. I know that I feel how color and how spaces and the way that they're arranged affect the way people feel, the way people feel about themselves. I've learned that about myself. It's not something I knew when I started my business. I thought everyone pixelated color. I thought everyone had color memory and could look at something and then go pick out the exact same color somewhere else. I knew that people knew, I had an idea that people struggled matching patterns or bringing patterns together or know what looked good or what looked busy. I've learned what those feeling, you know, what the way that you bring things together, like the emotions that triggers and that feels. That's something that I've learned, and I've learned through the process of working with really great coaches and also being in communities where I'm able to openly share. I've also learned that my desire to give people as much information as I can in a free way doesn't necessarily help me towards my financial goals. So that means that I needed to bring in a wealth coach. I needed to bring in people in my life that thought of money in a way that I wasn't necessarily seeing. So the first thing that I'm going to recommend you to and advise you is coming up, I believe, on the day that this podcast is released. So if you can't get it live, I'm sure you can catch the replay. My friend Jessica Marie, who just came back from an African safari, has a brilliant masterclass coming up on the day that this podcast is released, on Thursday, December 8th. Please reach out to Jessica Marie if you are not already in her world. Just because I feel if this is something that, you know, if you've already got your money stuff down, kudos to you, because I am not there. And she has such a beautiful program that she's creating, and going back to the, okay, well, that means I'm going to be on her newsletter. I get some of the most beautiful reading that I do is from newsletters from my coaches and mentors. Are there some people whose newsletters I'm on just because I'm intrigued by the work that they do? Do I necessarily read them all? Do I sometimes snooze them for 30 days because I get overwhelmed? Do I sometimes unsubscribe from them because I no longer feel aligned? I absolutely do. And trust me, as a business owner who wants to help the people that are looking for what the services that they have to offer, it's nice to know that people have that ability to cut the cord and break free when the information that you're providing is not, that person is providing, is not aligned with where you are. For me, sometimes it's just overwhelm. Sometimes what the person is saying is jiving. But I just need to step away for a minute and work on what's going on in me that's making it trigger me or come up in a way that I'm not feeling aligned. And that's a new place for me, because being a people pleaser, you know, hitting that unsubscribe button to me used to mean like, oh my gosh, this person will hate me. This person will think that I don't like them anymore. I can't do that to this person. Trust me, as a business owner, I would much rather you take the content from me that aligns, and anything that might overwhelm you or might not fit, just let it go. And actually, that's one of the reasons that I haven't been sending out information is because I need to figure out what I'm doing. I need to figure out exactly what, because I've been too busy being too many different things to too many different people, because that was easy for me and that's not easy for me anymore. So I've been behind the scenes working on making sure that the different buckets that my clients are in, the podcast listeners are in, they're all getting exactly what they need. And there's an automated format for them to be able to do that. So before I give you your 6 journal questions to help you through this process of discernment of what you need going into 2023, I'm going to give you, first of all, a fun exercise. And it's fun, but powerful. So once again, my Word of the Year workbook is available to download. And you're going to love working through this Word of the Year. And if you're a person with commitment issues, and maybe you just want, I started last year, not only did I have an overarching Word of the Year, I started giving myself a Word of the Month just to keep myself focused on the different things that I was working on. And I found that very, very valuable. You can use the workbook and make yourself a Word of the Month and, you know, see how it fits for 30 days. And if you want to try it back on and keep it, or you want to discard it and start over. Each of us has our own way of working through things. But having a Word of the Year really helps you. And the workbook was specifically designed to help you find your own footing, to find your foundation, to find your voice in what you want. Because again, as women and in society, oftentimes we find that our voice isn't necessarily what we hear in our head when we're looking at what we want to do or who we want to be or how we want to move forward. So that Word of the Year, if you go to this pot, if you go to episode 61, so inhereyespodcast.com, episode 61, you're going to find a link to be able to download the Word of the Year. You can go to inhereyespodcast.com/Word of the Year, and that'll get you straight there. You'll be able to download the workbook there and work through it. Now, if you want more support than that, once again, I am offering the Alignment Challenge. So I offered it for the very first time last year in that space between Christmas and New Year's. And I was so honored and humbled by some of the most beautiful words that people were sharing with me as they begin that. Because for some of them, they'd never actually been offered the opportunity to do some of this work themselves on their own. They'd been so busy taking care of others, taking care of the world, taking care of everything that sort of wanders into their world. It was wonderful. And it actually was really helpful for me, not just putting it together. Again, if you listen to last week's episode, you'll know that some of the things that are in that are critical parts of that alignment challenge were things that I found in Toby Fairley's original Design You blueprint, the one that she said she's restructuring and is not quite available right now. So if you want to get the gold that I found from that blueprint, please jump into the Alignment Challenge with me. There is a Facebook page for this, a Facebook group for this. You'll automatically be sent the link for it when you download the word of the year. You're going to have access to this, or you can go subscribe and sign up for the Alignment Challenge right now because you know it's something that you really want to do. And there's a few updates that we've done. We've made it a lot easier to participate. It's a little, there's a few changes in there, but there's a lot of great stuff there from last year. So I'm super excited to be having that. That starts on December 27th. It's going to be December 27th, 28th, and 29th. So I hope to see you there in the Alignment Challenge. The great thing about the Alignment Challenge is because of their Zoom links, I get to actually see your beautiful face if you're able to show up live. Now, you always get the replay available. And if you want to watch it incognito, you can do that as well. But in order to get all of those recordings, you do need to sign up for the Alignment Challenge. So on December 22nd, I'm going to be revealing to you my word of the year. I'm going to be talking a little bit about things that showed up on my vision board and how they showed up in physical form and what that word that I had for 2022, like how it brought me forward to this year. So what are those questions? Please set aside at least 10 or 15 minutes for yourself to work through these questions. You're going to be so much happier on December 31st of 2023, I promise you, if you do take the time to actually write out your answers. And it's always so fun to revisit them. It's so magical to see what you wrote, to see where you were, and to see how far you've come, even though it's only 365 days. So question number one, what would you like to accomplish in 2023? That seems kind of obvious, but please don't make your answer some generic, unattainable goal. Don't say abundance. I've been there. Don't say financial freedom. I've done that too. Don't say help more people. I've also done that. Don't say anything that you cannot visualize, that you can't hold in your heart and mind, that you can't paint a picture of, that you can't describe in words in ways that someone else might understand. Doesn't necessarily mean they agree. Abundance might mean you have $300 left over every month after you've paid all your bills. Abundance might mean a $25,000 month in sales. Abundance might mean paying for a vacation for 2 weeks in cash. Your definition, and those are just examples. Those aren't, abundance isn't necessarily something that has to be a goal for you. It might be volunteer more hours. It might be, it can be anything. It can be anything that's sitting on your heart right now that you would love to see having yourself accomplished. I have a friend that I work with through a coaching program who started to see herself as a writer and an author and illustrator of children's books. And she could, I was there in that moment when that spark hit, that she just started to be able to say it to the world that that's something that she wanted to do. And in this past year, she's published, I believe, 6 children's books. I might be wrong. There might be more than that. It might be 5, but I'm pretty sure it's 6. It's just amazing once you find the path that how it starts to clear itself. Number 2, what commitment do you need to make to yourself? Is it a commitment of time? Is it a commitment of money? Is it a commitment of a habit? Is it a commitment of a series of habits? Is it a commitment of breaking a bad habit? What is it that you need to say in this moment that is something that you can hold yourself to in order to move forward on your path. Number three, who or what are you accountable to? Are you one of those amazing people that's 100% accountable to their journal or to a poster that they put up on a wall? Do you have a personal reward system that you have successfully created and are able to adhere to? If you are one of those people, I am amazed by you, and I think that's fantastic. And just make sure you're stretching yourself, that you're pushing yourself. Michelangelo has a quote that I think about very, very often. The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but it's too low and we reach it. So hang on to that when you're thinking of your accountability system. Sometimes we do have a tendency, and I've fallen into this trap too, when I've been in a really high energy and high vibe group where each person, and being a pretty competitive person myself, there's a lot of P's there, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that our aim is what other people want us to shoot for because it feels really good when they're cheering us along. Make sure that what you're setting your goals on and the system or the person or the group that you are enlisting as for accountability and keeping you on track, make sure that they're honoring your authenticity. Make sure that they are people or systems or things that are going to align with your truth and not theirs. And you're not doing something that other people might want you to do, or you're not proving something to somebody else, because sometimes that's a motivator, and sometimes that can steer us down a path that we might not that might not be the best path for us. So be sure that in this process you take some time to identify who you're accountable to. And if you feel like you need a human that you're spending money on in order to be accountable, I will tell you that works. Like, it absolutely works. If it's costing you money in order to stay true to your goals, you show up, or at least I do. If it's enough that it makes you uncomfortable. And if it's a friend that has similar goals to you, that's important. Just make sure they're not giving you unwanted advice, or that's the biggest one. Just make sure that they're not trying to be a coach when you just want accountability. What will it mean to accomplish this? Really think about that. Envision it. Sit with it. Feel it. See every detail. Write down what those details are. That will amaze you when you go back and read it on December 31st of 2023. And then the last one. What is the biggest obstacle holding you back from accomplishing this? Is it you? Is it money? Is it the people around you? Is it the situation that you're in? Is it your current job? Just identifying it helps you to see how true it is, whether it's a mountain or whether it's a molehill or whether it's something that is, I've certainly found some things where it's kind of imaginary. The obstacles that I put in my path were ones that I put there, But it wasn't until I got granular with what I really wanted that I was able to see it in a new light. So, my friend, that is today's episode. I can't wait to hear what you found out. I can't wait to hear what your goals are for 2023. And I would love to know what your word of the year is. So, you're going to have the opportunity to do all of that in the Alignment Challenge. So, please come join me there. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to dive deep, and do that beautiful work that makes us the incredible humans that we were meant to be. So I hope to see you there, and go get your word of the year. Find something that aligns with your best version of yourself. I'm sending you so much love, my friend. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for joining me here today on the In Her Eyes podcast. If you heard something today that resonated or helped you move forward on your design vision, please head over to the platform you get your podcasts and subscribe. And it would mean the world to me for you to leave me a rating and review. The complete instructions for doing that are on the In Her Eyes podcast website. That's inhereyespodcast.com/review. And while you're there, be sure to grab my bedroom project planning workbook. It's the step-by-step guide to designing a room on any budget that truly supports your needs, your style, your habits, and you or your daughter will love coming home to, whether you're 7 or 77. And it's my gift to you for tuning in. And if you have an idea for a podcast episode, something that you're struggling with, or something that you'd like to hear more about, please fill out the form on the bottom of that page. I personally read every single submission. If it's something that I feel confidently that I can speak to and help you with, I'll absolutely create something that will help you out. And if it's something that I feel like someone else can guide you better, I will guide you to that person, I promise. Have a beautiful day, my friend. Until next week.